Good morning. This is Dr. Cheryl Kirby, Associate State Director for Marketing and Professional Development for the Florida SBDC Network State Office. I'm here today with Earl Young, Executive Vice President and Senior Lending Officer for Florida Traditions Bank, to discuss Financial Literacy Month. Thank you for joining us, Earl, for part two on our series on financial literacy. How difficult is it for small businesses to get a loan? What are some of the biggest glaring omissions that deter businesses from obtaining a loan?
Remember this. A bank or any other lender cannot make a profit if they don't make loans. But it needs to be loans with a strong likelihood of paying back. We all want to lend money. Some basic math will show that if a lender loses their money, it can take almost 20 years to break even again on just that loan. So bad loans quickly put any lender out of business. Every lender develops their own niche and has their own risk tolerances. If you are ill-prepared, there's no good reason for a lender to even consider a loan, even though we may try to help. I believe that lenders and the lending system are another gateway to the SBDC. Be ready. Bankers say that you have to have skin in the game before they're going to put their money into your business. Your money and assets need to be invested first. Your personal credit will play an important part in any lender's decision. Each one of us is responsible for our own credit and the accuracy of our own credit report. If you have a credit problem, when you're able, stop it and fix it. Make sure your credit report shows that you did. We each have a right to one free credit report a year. Get one and protect your credit. It may be hard, but running a business is also hard. Actually, someone who has experienced some credit hardships and fixed them responsibly is usually much more careful in the future and not a bad credit risk. Those who are continually sloppy and irresponsible with their credit can only rationalize the fixed. Most likely won't get any reasonable loan anywhere. Poor planning and lack of understanding, along with too fast of growth, that's financial understanding, can quickly kill a company if not understood and planned for. All of the issues I have commented on so far all flow to a well-planned and a well-thought-out realistic business plan. Before the advent of professional and caring agencies like SBDC, who can help bring all these things together for a small business owner. As a lender, when I received a business plan, I always used to automatically cut the projected revenues in half and keep the expenses the same. Entrepreneurs are dreamers, and they need to be. Bankers need to be more realistic and meet in the middle somewhere. To be a successful small business person, owners have to have not only confidence in their product, but in their organizational abilities. It is too hard of work owning and running your own business to not start off with some level of confidence. Almost everything you have personally is at stake. And yes, unfortunately, I've seen many marriages fall apart under the financial stress of a failing business. A well-thought-out business plan is not for you to get to make a loan application. It's what shows you if you should even try to be in the business. And after you do, when and how much cash you may need at different growth points as you succeed and grow, and how you can fund it, for example, with a loan.
What, if any, subsidies or grants are available through the U.S. Small Business Administration? Do they back loans, subsidize small business loans, etc.? And if so, which areas of entrepreneurship do they support typically?
There has never been a time in my career where there were more legitimate guaranteed programs available. SBA is the granddaddy of them all. That means there's more competition for the money, however, so a bad plan doesn't have a chance today. A good lending source or an agency such as the SBDC will understand what niche each program is best at serving and use them effectively. I take note of the word subsidy or grant in your question. It's a nice concept, but it's rarely the way to hope to start a business. There's really no free lunch. I believe the biggest misconception about guarantee programs is that they will have looser standards. They do not. They complement an otherwise solid and credible application for any type of business. And maybe a loan is short in qualifying. For instance, you need a longer payback for your cash flow. Lenders don't like to go too long on fixed assets and that sort of thing, but the SBA can guarantee that, or a business guarantee source can guarantee those things. Or a loan that maybe just doesn't have enough collateral, but qualifies otherwise. Or maybe even sometimes loans that have businesses are to businesses that are in a business that could impact the environment negatively if not managed properly. Those are the sort of areas, and there's more, of course, but those are the sort of areas that the SBA and other guaranteed loans can support. You will not get any government guaranteed loan with current bad credit or a poor payment record on other government debt such as student loans. Properly used in partnership with a lender, the guaranteed loans are a great resource, just like anything else.
So, Earl, in your opinion, what's the most important thing a company should know financially?
In a nutshell and bottom line for me is understand what every line item on a balance sheet, which shows your assets and liabilities, and an income and expense statement means and represents. Then, understand how it affects the long and short-term cash flows of the business. Having a positive balance in a checking account does not mean the business is profitable. Like they say in real estate, location, location, location. And I say for businesses of all sizes, cash flow, cash flow, cash flow.
So we hope that this discussion has been helpful for our listeners. The Florida SBDC Network is here to help with your financial literacy needs. Earl, thank you for your time, and thank you so much for serving on our State Advisory Board. The efforts of the State Advisory Board are invaluable to our network, and we really, truly appreciate it.
Well, I've invested my life in dealing with small businesses and my career, so it's really a pleasure.